Canto 3, Chapter 24. The Renunciation of Kardama Muni. Maitreya said, "The merciful sage, who thus from his renunciation spoke to the praiseworthy daughter of Manu, replied what he remembered of what was said by Lord Vishnu." The sage said, "Do not blame yourself like this, princess. O irreproachable lady, the infallible Supreme Lord will very soon appear in your womb. Be blessed for committing yourself to the sacred vows of sense control, religious observance, austerities, and giving money and charity by which you worship the Supreme Controller with great faith. He, the Lord of pure goodness, by you being worshipped, will spread my fame. As your son, he will cut the knot in your heart by teaching the knowledge of Brahman." Maitreya said, "Devahuti, in her great respect for the lead of this father of mankind, had full faith in him, and thus worshipped the most worshipable one, the original personality of God, who is situated in everyone's heart. After many, many years, the Supreme Lord, the killer of Madhu, entered the semen of Kardama and appeared the way fire does in firewood. At that time, musical instruments resounded from the rain clouds in the sky. The Gandharvas sang for him and the Apsaras were dancing in joyful ecstasy. The gods, moving through the sky, showered beautiful flowers and all directions, all the waters and everyone's mind became happy. The self-born one, Brahma, then, together with Marichi and the other sages, came to that place of Kardama, where the Sarasvati river flows. O killer of the enemy, Vidura, the independent unborn one, Brahma, knew that the Supreme Lord, the highest authority of Brahman, out of pure goodness, had appeared as a plenary portion to teach the philosophy of analytical yoga, Sankhya Yoga. After, with a pure heart having worshipped the personality of Vishnu, the unborn one, glad in all his senses about his intention to engage in action, said the following to Kardama and Devahuti. Brahma said, "Kardama, fully accepting my instructions, O son, you have honored me and succeeded in worshipping me without duplicity. This is the exact way for sons to render service to their father. With due respect, saying, 'Yes, sir,' the son should obey the commands of his spiritual teacher or father. These thin-waisted, chaste daughters of yours, dear son, with their offspring will, in different ways, contribute to this creation. Please give, therefore, today, your daughters away to the foremost sages according to the temperament and taste of the girls, and thus spread your fame in the world. I know that the original enjoyer, the bestower of all that is desired by the living entities, descended by dint of his internal potency and has assumed the body of Kapila Muni, O sage. By spiritual knowledge and the science of the yogic uniting of consciousness, he who is known by his golden hair, his lotus eyes and lotus-marked feet, will uproot the foundation of profit-minded labor, karma. Know, O Devahuti, that the killer of the demon Kaitaba has entered your womb. He will travel over the world, cutting the knot of ignorance and doubt. This personality will be the leader of the souls of perfection. His Vedic analysis will carry the approval of the teachers of example, and he will, to your greater fame, be celebrated in the world as Kapila." Maitreya said, "Having assured the couple this way, Hamsa, the creator of the universe, together with the Kumaras and Narada, returned to his supreme position over the three worlds. After the departure of Brahma, O Vidura, Kardama, according to the instruction, handed his daughters over to the sages, who thereupon assumed the responsibility of generating the world population. Kala he handed over to Marichi. Anasuya he gave to Atri, Shraddha he gave to Angira, and Havirbhu was given to Pulashtya. Gati he gave to Pulaha, and the virtuous Kriya he found suitable for Kratu. He gave Kyati to Bhrigu, and Arundhati was given away to sage Vasishtha. Atharva he gave to Shanti, because of whom the sacrifices are performed. This is how the foremost Brahmins married their wives. They were all maintained by Kardama. After thus having married, O Vidura, the sages took leave of Kardama to return to their hermitages, filled with joy about what they had obtained. Kardama, knowing that he had descended who appears in all the three yugas as the supreme intelligence of the wise, then approached him in seclusion. He offered his obeisances and spoke to him as follows. Oh, finally, after such a long time, the gods are of mercy for those who have to suffer in being entangled in their own misdeeds in this world. After many births, having matured, yogis, perfect by their absorption in yoga, in their secluded places, endeavor to see your feet. He, as the support of his devotees, that very same supreme lordship, has today appeared in our home, not considering the fact that we, as an ordinary householder, had neglected him. To be true to your words, you, the fortunate one, to the greater honor and glory of the devotees, have descended in my house with the wish to disseminate the spiritual knowledge about you. While you yourself are without a material form, you please those who follow your path, O Lord, with each of the truly apt forms that you assume. The seat of your feet is always worth the worshipful respect of all men of learning who desire to understand the absolute truth. I surrender myself to you, who are full of riches, renunciation, fame, knowledge, strength, and beauty. I surrender myself to you, Lord Kapila, who are the supreme transcendental personality, the origin of the world, the full awareness of time and the three basic qualities of nature, the maintainer of all the worlds, and the sovereign power who by his own potency absorbs the manifestations after their dissolution. Today, I ask you the following, O Father of all created beings. Since you relieved me of my debts and fulfilled my desires, I ask you to accept me as someone on the path of an itinerant mendicant, so that I may wander about free from lamentation with you in my heart. The Supreme Lord said, that what I have to say from the scriptures or from my own mind, in fact, constitutes the spiritual authority for the people. I, as promised, took my birth with you for the sake of that authority, O sage. This birth of mine in the world is there to explain to those who seek liberation from the troubles of a material existence the truths of the Sankhya Yoga system so highly celebrated in self-realization. Please know that, because it is so difficult to comprehend and has been lost in the course of time, this body was assumed by me to reintroduce this path. Now go, as you wish, to operate with my approval in accord with the renounced order. In order to conquer insurmountable death, please engage in my devotional service for the sake of eternal life. With your mind always fixed on me, the supreme self-effulgent soul present in the heart of every living being, you will be able to see me within yourself and achieve freedom from fear and lamentation. For my mother also to conquer the fear, I as well will give her this knowledge that leads to a spiritual life and puts an end to all reactions to one's activities. Maitreya said, the progenitor of human society, after thus being addressed by Kapila, circumambulated him most pleased and then left for the forest. Taking shelter of the soul only, the sage accepted the vow of silence and travelled, unaccompanied, over the earth without having a dwelling place or making fire. He fixed his mind upon the Parabrahman, the spirit of the Absolute, the essence of the Supreme Lord beyond cause and effect, free from the modes of nature, manifesting as the modes and only perceived by devotion. By not identifying with the body and taking no interest in the material affair and the duality, he saw, with an equal vision having turned inward, himself perfectly composed with a sober and undisturbed mind, like an ocean with its waves pacified. On the basis of his transcendental devotional service to Vasudeva, the personality of Godhead, the omniscient supersoul within everyone, he, being established within, was liberated from material bondage. He saw the Supreme Personality of God as the soul situated in all living beings, and also that all living beings have their existence in the Supreme Soul. Free from all like and dislike, he, with a mind equal to everyone, liberated in the connectedness of his devotional service to the Supreme Lord, attained the ultimate goal of the devotee.